A visit to Atwood, Kansas brought me to the gardens of Alice Hill, who provides a cornucopia of fresh produce that's served up daily at her Aberdeen Steakhouse.
I have a nursery shed. It used to just be a little chicken house, and we insulated it, and I used fluorescent lights that were the fixtures at the courthouse, and when they remodeled the courthouse, we salvaged those fixtures. I found that the little expanded peat pellets seem to work best, and I use capillary matting to provide bottom watering so that I don't have to watch it all the time. It provides a nice even moisture level for the baby plants. I also run an oscillating fan, and that helps to strengthen the little plants so that when you're ready to transfer them to the garden, they've already been hardened off. Have a couple of greenhouses. One is it's called a prism greenhouse, and it's a solid molded piece, so there's no pockets for the wind to capture it and tear it apart. It also diffuses the sunlight so that even on a very, very hot day outside, the ambient temperature inside is several degrees cooler. I typically rotate cucumbers and tomatoes. And this year I started a new asparagus bed. The asparagus bed will take at least a couple of years to begin before we can start harvesting, and it is fairly small, but it's coming along well. Mulching is very, very important when you're gardening, especially on the high plains where the baking sun can turn our ground into concrete in just a few days. But if you've got a nice blanket of mulch, that ground stays moist and soft, the microorganisms can do their job. What we use on the farm, we're fortunate to have access to some rotten hay bales that I know are weed-free. That's another important thing with organic products. You want to make sure you're not creating more problems than you're fixing.
I asked Alice about her methods of feeding the soil.
I use a variety of different things, trying to match what the soil needs with the product. In the high plains, pH is very, very important. Many parts of the country is too acidic, and we're very alkaline. And if you're below a certain level in alkalinity, then plants can't absorb the nutrients that are already there. So just adding more nutrients won't help. Adjusting the pH can help. Kelp is one of the things I use quite a lot of. And it's slow acting versus those very fast acting synthetic chemicals that give it a sudden burst, like a sugar high, and then it's suddenly gone and the plant goes back into a stress level. You do want to watch that you're not putting out too much nitrogen, because then you lose your blooming and your fruiting capabilities. Another product that I use is called green sand. It helps to break up the soil. Gypsum is another naturally mined product that helps to loosen the soil, and it has a slight acidifying factor to it as well. Earthworms, anytime you're making your earthworms happy, you're making your plants happy.
When asked for some final thoughts about gardening, Alice Hill had this to say.
I think one of the things that impresses me so much about gardening is its very generosity. You take one bean seed, and from one bean seed, you get oodles and oodles of beans. From one tomato seed that's so tiny, you know, you can just have this glut of tomatoes. There's enough for everybody. And I really admire the generosity of nature. It wants to feed us. We can be very self-sufficient here. And I get angry when I hear the word subsistence, because when you're feeding yourself right out of your own piece of property, that's the pinnacle of existence. It's not the bottom. We should be bottling our own milk to drink in our own communities. We should be grinding our own flour, baking our own bread. There's no reason for us to be supporting all of the major food companies when we've got it already here.